goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished the shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym greeting you for the third time tonight. It's Triad and Jackson Center. Triad zip for 22 on the year, winless against the Jackson Center Tigers, who closed out the regular season with a mark of 17-5, 9-3 in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center was upset on February 15th at Fairlawn in overtime, and that game came right after Jackson Center upset Marion Local on February 11th in a game at Jackson Center. Jackson Center closed out the regular season by defeating Riverside on February 16th. The Tigers have had an outstanding campaign, had a very good stretch of games in the month of January during that 30-day period, or I should say 31-day period. Jackson Center lost just once. It's a team which split with Rushi in the Shelby County League. It's a team which did defeat Fort Loramie twice, did the Jackson Center Tigers. Knocked off Anna at Anna, and then, of course, the Tigers stubbed their toe right near the end of the regular season, losing at Fairlawn. At Jackson Center won, it would have forced Anna to win the following Tuesday at Rushi to take the league outright by a game as it was. Anna won the Shelby County League by two games, and Rushi and Fort Loramie wound up in a tie for third. So Scott Elkert's Jackson Center Tigers, by virtue of the great season, outstanding mark of 17-5, the number one seed as a result. And Triad, 0-22, the opponent here tonight. Triad from the Ohio Heritage Conference hasn't won a game. Veteran coach Jason Malone, he keeps plugging away. The right spot, when you look at the starting lineup for this club, Only one senior is in the beginning five. That's a good thing for Coach Malone.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, you don't win a game, so you got all your work is not going to be done tonight. Your work is going to be done in the off season, which is where kids get better. So if he can convince them, you know, to keep working at it. But if you're 0-22, it's hard to have your kids keep their heads up. I never had a season that where I didn't win a game. I had a couple where I won three or four. That's right. Bad enough.
Aiden Reichert is the stud for the Jackson Center Tigers. He is just a sophomore, 6 feet 4 inches tall, 14.5 points a game. But Chuck, you can't ignore the other young men. This Jackson Center club has become a well-rounded starting five with some good assistance off the bench. It's a complete team now. And with Scott Elkert at the reins, you can never look past Jackson Center in any sectional tournament.
No, you talk about T.J. Esser. I thought he was the difference in that win against Anna. That kid just went inside and played his tail off against him. And Platfoot's a great shooter if they let him get off. Christopher Elkert, he doesn't have a lot of size, but if you let him set his feet, he will bury you. So they've got a lot of talent. And of course, we talked about Reichert, left-handed, strong kid, only a sophomore, just going to get better and better and better.
Yeah, he looks a lot like Ashton Piper of Fairlawn to me. Very similar build. Each young man can stroke it from distance or power to the basket and muscle on the inside. Each a good rebounder. Each has great savvy for the game. Each is unselfish, too.
Yep.
And maybe each could be a little more selfish, perhaps. Interesting in this lower bracket of the Piqua D4 boys tourney. Jackson Center sits here with Triad and then Bradford on Thursday in the second game. The opponent for Jackson Center, should the Tigers win these two and they're prohibitive favorites, will be a team, Rushi or Fairlawn, which has beaten Jackson Center once each in the regular season.
Either one of those teams that get there, it'll be a challenge, and it's actually tough for Jackson to play two teams that haven't won a game. You can say all you want to your kids, but they can read, and they know that they're facing 0-44 in the first two games.
So what you're saying is it may be a little challenging for Jackson Center to be at its best and play razor sharp these first two tourney contests.
You want to keep your focus. They're going to play defense because they'll go sit down if they don't. But yeah, it's going to be tough for them to play. You know, they were asking me at the scores table, you think it's going to be a running clock? I said, I don't know if Jackson will score enough points to get into a running clock situation.
The Tigers have been remarkable. Three straight years, Chuck, Jackson Center has beaten Marion Local. Last year's state champs, Jackson Center beat the Flyers at Marion Local. 3 years ago, Jackson Center won over Marion and Jackson. This year, Jackson won in OT over Marion and Jackson. The Jackson Center Tigers are simply a team that can beat anybody on a given night.
But when you play defense like they do, and you value the basketball and run your offense to perfection, you have the ability any night, you're right, to beat anybody.
Trent Platfoot was the young man who willed Jackson Center to victory late in that game against Anna in a contest we covered in scoresbroadcast.com. Platfoot was outstanding at the close of that game. Aiden Reichert was darn near perfect that night. I think he was 7 of 8 from the floor.
Yep, and then I already talked about T.J. Esser. That young man at 6 feet was inside with the trees, getting rebounds and making shots late in the game.
Speaking of Esser, T.J. has just been introduced. 6 foot senior, 8 points a game. Trent Platfoot, a running mate out front, 6'1" senior, 12 points a game. Christopher Elkert, 5'9" junior, 8 a contest. Joined in the starting five by Jaron Reese, a 6'2" junior at 4.5", and Aiden Reichert, 6'4" sophomore at 14.5 points a game. Jackson Center Tigers in the road, black, white numbers, orange piping across the top of the jerseys and at the bottom of the shorts and at the waist. Cardinals of Triad in the home white, red numbers trimmed in black. Opening five for Triad is as follows. Leading scorer, Drew Campbell. Wears number two on his back, 6 foot sophomore, averaging 11 a game. Dylan Knott, a 6 foot junior at guard. Austin Bales at the point, the 5'8 senior. Jacob Simonelli at center, 6'3 junior. And Andrew O'Neill at power forward. He is a 6'3 junior. So some pretty good size there in Simonelli and O'Neill at 6'3. They'll be asked to do a lot. And in fact, the entire defense for Triad will be asked to do a lot because Jackson Center will run motion and eventually mesmerize your defense, Chuck.
That's exactly what they do.
And wind up getting an easy 2 points somewhere on the floor.
And boy, you better be ready to protect the basketball offensively against them because they're going to be all over you.
Yep, Jackson Center Tigers will be moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination tonight. And Triad will go from right to left. Game three of her triple header. And the players whiff on the toss, and then it's finally knocked around, and Jackson Center gets it. Outside the arc in the right wing, it is Trent Platfoot. Cross court to Christopher Elkert. Back to Platfoot, near side. Deep right corner, it's Reese. Reese on the dribble. Posting up at the foul line is Esther against this Triad zone defense. Ball thrown left corner, Aiden Reichert. Now to Elkert. Head coach Scott Elkert to her left, shouting out an offense to use against the zone of Triad right now. He played 35 seconds, not a shot taken. Deep in the right corner, Platfoot at the elbow in the right to Aiden Reichert. Straight away, Christopher Elkert. Open, long three, short. Rebound, Triad.
I like the defense by Triad. 3-2 zone.
And Jackson Center worked the ball for nearly 50 seconds and missed. Here is Austin Bales outside the arc on the left. Goes opposite to Dylan Knott, who rotates it into the corner now to Drew Campbell. Campbell picks up his dribble, needs help. Vicious top of the circle to O'Neill. Elkert guarding Bales, far side of the floor. Ball whisked to Campbell near side. He enters the lane, off balance, 8-footer. No good. Rebound, yes. Simonelli on the stick back. 2-0 Triad. Midcourt Platfoot, left side Elkert. High post Reichert on the arc. Elkert back to Reichert. Leans with the left hand from 10. Missed it. No good. Rebound pinballed around in the right corner. Gathered by Bales. Here comes Triad. Bales up the floor between the circles. Outside the arc on the flank to Campbell. Far side of the floor, Bales. Coming out to catch, right flank, Dylan Knott. Knott checked by Esther on the arc. Straight away between the rings, it's O'Neill. Right corner of the floor, Knott. Now Drew Campbell straight away. 5:50 to go here in the first. It is 2-0 in favor of Triad. Each team very patient offensively. And that's understating the case. Here's a ball thrown to the post. Smack free. Good defensive play by Reichert of Jackson Center. He storms down the floor. Goes to Christopher Elkert in the right corner. And he launches in a triple. Oh, Elkert loves to trail those semi-fast breaks. On the secondary break, he might get the ball. And you've got to keep your eye right on him. And Elkert knocked in a long three ball. Then Triad comes down the floor right in front of us, Chuck. And the ball went right into my lap.
Nice catch.
3-2, Jackson Center. Two field goals in this game. We played nearly 3 minutes. One bucket each way. Deep right corner, Platfoot for Jackson Center. He's cornered. Out back to Esther. Cross court to Christopher Elkert. Deep left corner. It is Platfoot again. They're trying to post up Jaron Reese. Now it goes into the mid post to Aiden Reichert on the arc to Christopher Elkert. Left side Platfoot. Long high archer. It is short. No good. What do we have, Chuck? A foul in the lane on the rebound?
Yeah, they call it an illegal screen.
Away from the action, illegal screen.
Caught on Reese.
Against the Tigers. 3-2, Jackson Center. 4:53 to go here in the first quarter. Up and over the timeline for the Triad Cardinals. Comes Dylan Knott, Knott to Campbell. Campbell tries to dump it down to Simonelli and is picked off by Reese. Reese explodes into the forecourt for the Tigers. Left corner, Blackfoot, 4:30 to go, first period. Cross court to Esther. He chucks up a triple. Bingo! He's got it. Jackson Center, 6. Triad, 2. 4-point lead, Tigers. 4:15 left, opening quarter. Here's Simonelli to Campbell. Straight away to Knott. Knott on the bounce. Looks for help. Jackson Center defense pretty stingy right now. We played half the first quarter. Tigers lead at 6-2. Dribble drive, Knott into the lane. Dumps it back out to Simonelli. Simonelli with the ball for Triad. Well, Jackson Center's defense has thwarted the Cardinals' attack. And head coach Malone of Triad wants a timeout. 3:48 to go first quarter. 6-2, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaFalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We also salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Plus Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Back to action, Triad guilty of a travel call in the paint, and Jackson Center regains possession, up 6-2 with 3:28 remaining in the first quarter. Far right side of the floor, it is Esther. Esther feeds Blackfoot, left side of the court. Ball thrown baseline right to Reichert. His 10-footer is no good. Fine play by Esther on the inside. He got the offensive stick back and banked it in, and he was jolted on the play, and he'll get a free throw. 3-point chance for Esther. New player having checked in, Garrett Heitkamp, 5'11 junior guard for Jackson Center. Esther converts on the 3-point chance. 9-2 Tigers, 3:10 to go first quarter. Triad scored first. Jackson Center's reeled off 9 points in a row in the last 3 minutes. Top of the circle, O'Neal with the ball. On the arc to Austin Bales. Bales, the 5'8 point guard. Brian Bundy's in, a 6'2 senior. He tries to feed it down low to Simonelli. It is tipped away by Esther of Jackson Center. Lead out to Blackfoot. Right away into Reichert. Reichert's doubled. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Got it. Blackfoot downtown. Jackson Center records points 10, 11, and 12 on the triple by Blackfoot. 2:28 to go, first quarter. Top of the circle with the ball. Simonelli for Triad. Hand off to Bales. Bales chucks up a triple. Bombs away. Good. Austin Bales on target. 12-5. Jackson Center over Triad by 7. 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Christopher Elkert. Threw it to the post. Got it back. His long three hit a cable up above the backboard. No one saw it. It came down inside, and the rebound was stuck in by Aiden Reichert. Forecourt right, Simonelli for Triad. Hands off to the post. Dealt it to a teammate, O'Neal. He wasn't looking. Jackson Center gobbled up the loose ball. Here's Platfoot down the floor. He dives into the paint. He's knocked down and fouled while releasing the ball toward the rim. Two free ones coming for Platfoot for the Tigers, who lead 14-5 with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Here is Platfoot shooting, a lot of rim action, and he's got it. Second free throw here for Platfoot, 15-5 in favor of Jackson Center. As we approach the minute and a half mark, first quarter, Platfoot hits each one. Rock bottom on both, 16-5, minute 37 left. Good first quarter for Jackson Center, which has scored 16 points now in about 5 minutes after going scoreless the first two. On the arc, it's Bundy to O'Neill. Left corner pass to Lane Thompson, a 5'6 junior, who's in now from Triad. A minute 15 left in the first. Ball goes opposite. Justin Overholzer, a 6-foot senior's in. He drives right side of the lane. Leaves it to Campbell behind him. Campbell, the leading scorer on the year, 11 a game. Ball thrown top of the circle. Peyton Oyer, O-Y-E-R, Oyer, a 5'8 junior's in now for Triad. Head coach Malone substituting freely. 50 seconds to go here in the first. Triad very patient. Ball thrown to Simonelli outside the lane on the right. He catches, turns, wants to shoot. He's hacked on the arm. He's got two. And Triad subbing heavily. Worked the ball for better than a minute. And eventually got Simonelli available. He was boxed around a little bit. Jostled, fouled. Two free throws coming. The first rims. 16-5, Jackson Center, 44.6 to go here in the first quarter. Second shot to Simonelli in. 16-6, Tigers. Here's Garrett Heitkamp at midcourt for Jackson Center. Triad still in the zone. Outside the arc on the left is Christopher Elkert, down to 33, 32 seconds to go. Head coach Scott Elkert just bellowed out. One, shoot for one shot here at the end of the period. 23, 22, 21 ticks remaining. Top of the circle, Christopher Elkert down to 14, 13. Players pretty much stationary on the floor now. No 5 second count because Triad's in a loose zone. Here's the ball thrown baseline left at Jackson Center, which got in a hurry. And the toss missed its mark, intended for Reichert, out of bounds, 4.5.
It was set up well, just a bad pass.
Under 5 seconds remaining, first quarter. Triad at the back baseline will throw it in, dribbling up the right side, 3.5 to go. Here's a long three, chucked up there with a second or two to spare by Bales. It's no good, and the first quarter concludes. Jackson Center 16, Triad 6 after 1 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Well, from 6 minutes left in the first quarter down to about a minute to go, Jackson Center poured in 16 points after being scoreless the first 2 minutes of the contest. Didn't score the last 60 seconds of the quarter. Triad Knots, the first 2 points of the game, went up 2-0. And then Jackson Center bolted to a 16-6 lead after one. Then right away, starting quarter number two, Austin Bales has triggered in a long trifecta, 24-footer by him for Triad, and it's 16-9 Tigers. Jared Heitkamp gets the nod, opening on the floor, beginning of the second quarter. Here's a foul line pass to Esser, baseline right to Flatfoot, missed a 10-footer, stick back, no by Reichert, foul against Triad. 6:58 left, second period, 16-9 Tigers. Tell you what, Chuck, through better than a quarter, Triad, 0-22, has given a pretty good account of itself so far. Free throw by Reichert, up and in.
They don't look like an 0-22 team, do they?
No, I like the way they've shot the three ball. Simonelli pretty active on the inside. A couple three balls from well out of the floor have looked good. Fine release.
Campbell for their leading scorer had scored.
No. Good rotation on the shots. One free throw good by Reichert. One missed. Here's Triad working the weave at the offensive end. 6:40 to go. Second quarter. 17-9 in favor of the Tigers. Ball fed foul line to Andrew O'Neill. A little too much dribbling. Ball yanked away by Jackson Center. Quickly Tigers. Four court left. Flatfoot below the rim. Out high to Reese, right back to Flatfoot.
See the floor, guys!
Shot fake in the corner, now it goes to Garrett Heitkamp. 6:20 left to go in the second. 17-9, Jackson Center leads. Heitkamp into the right corner to Flatfoot. Looks for Reichert, baseline, can't find him. Foul, Triad, which gave Flatfoot the knee in the corner. Tigers will inbounds, Flatfoot has the honors. About 15 feet to the right of the basket on the baseline. Ball tossed out back to Heitkamp. Heitkamp left-hand dribble, foul line Reichert. Squares up, 17-footer, short, hit the rim. Rebound, volleyball, way up in the air. Esther's got it, flips it back out to Heitkamp. Into the post, Reichert again. Splits two defenders, muscles to the basket, shot blocked, but a foul. Two more free throws, Aiden Reichert. Chuck, they're trying to position him in a soft spot in the middle of that zone.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting the ball to him, but Triad is just really dropping down. They're covering down on him really well.
And Reichert's been a little short on his free throws, pulling the string. That one barely caught the front iron. 17-9, Jackson Center, 5:58 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw, Aiden Reichert dips the knees. It's on the way. It's a little long. Hits the back rim, comes down, rattles around, comes out. Triad's got the board. Austin Bales between the circles. Throws it left side to Matai Lease, who's in on the floor now. 6'2 sophomore. Bad pass, left corner. Goes out of bounds to the Tigers.
Yeah, he got himself in trouble. Had no place to go with it.
5:40 left in the second, 17-9, Jackson Center. Midcourt, Christopher Elkert on the bounce. Throws the ball low on the left, intended for Reese. Batted away, but Triad goes out of bounds. That was a pass right there, Chuck. You don't see Jackson Center ordinarily try.
No, if they would have been screening for him down there on the baseline, it would have worked out.
Ball lobbed in, top of the circle, Flatfoot. Right flank, Christopher Elkert, back to Flatfoot. Foul line, Reichert. To Flatfoot straight away, open look, three-pointer, short. Rebound, Triad, Bales in backcourt. Up the right side to Campbell. Fires a pass cross-court, picked off by Reichert of Jackson Center. He blazes a trail down the floor, gives it up, gets it back. Aiden motors into the lane, leaves it behind him for Esser. Esser hoists up a three, off to the left. Rebound, corner, Reichert. Tigers still have it. Up 8, 17-9, 4:52 left second quarter. Jackson Center in the lead. Here's Christopher Ucker, who's made a three in this game. Gives it to Flatfoot, back to Christopher. Right side, Esser, elbow in the right, Reichert, extra pass, to Reese, layup, good.
That's how you break a zone defense right there.
Oh, that was nice, to perfection. Triad's coach, Jason Malone, gets a timeout. Half the second quarter gone. Jackson Center 19, Triad 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Berker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Berker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Berker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Berker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Berker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And thank you, our Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene gets texts when she's not listening to games from those who've come into the store and bought from her. They happen to be listening, and they say, Jolene, I hear your voice on the internet. That's a nice little commercial. The Jewelry Barn in Rushing. And thanks as well to Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Long three-point effort, Dylan Knott for Triad. It's no good. Hit the back brace. Rebound to Christopher Elkert for Jackson Center. 19-9, Tigers. 3:46 to go here in the second quarter. On the arc, it's Flatfoot. He dives into the lane. Oh, hits a cutter from the right wing. It's Reichert. Great pass. The finish. 2 points. 21-9 in favor of Jackson Center. Midcourt, it's Bales. Outside the arc on the right to Simonelli for Triad. Handoff right back to Bales. Bales left-hand dribble, fakes left, goes right. He's on the right baseline. Oh, my goodness. He threw in a horse shot running toward the corner. About an 18-footer inside the arc. It went down. I thought he might have been fouled. He took steps before.
They call it a travel.
Woo!
And you did say horse shot, didn't you?
Yeah. That was amazing. What a play by Bales. He's a good-looking, athletic kid, 5'8".
I'm impressed with him. He's a senior. He's out here wanting to play his last game.
He's made some nifty moves. Straight away, three-point shot. Christopher Elkert, short for Jackson Center. Rebound knocked away to Triad. Holding down the floor is not. Baseline right. A baseline jumper from 10 is good. Hit the rim and kicked in. Nice play by Knott. 21-11. Jackson Center by 10. Here's Reichert. Outside the arc on the left, coming out to get it, Flatfoot. He navigates the middle of the floor. Gives it up 25 foot away to Garrett Pringer, who's checked in now. Pringer, a 6 foot junior. Deep left corner, Reese. Here's Flatfoot probing the middle, right down the pipe to the rack. He's bothered near the net, fouled while shooting, and he gets two. 2:20 left, first half. 21-11. In favor of Jackson Center. Tell you what, Chuck, given Triad's 0-22, I thought Jackson Center might throw darn near a shutout in the first quarter or first half of this game. Triad's got 11 points against this web-like Jackson Center defense.
I've been impressed, especially with their effort.
And the Triad defense has been a zone. It's thrown a net over the Tigers. Held Jackson Center to 22 through the first half. Make it 23. Both free throws connected with Flatfoot. Just over 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 23-11 Tigers. Ball walked ahead to Simonelli. Between the rings is little Lane Thompson, a 5'6 junior. Chuck, I'm not sure if he's 5'6.
You might be right.
Aaron pass cross court, picked off by Reese of the Tigers. They head to Heitkamp. He veers right, goes right to the post to Reichert. Oh, good up and under move. Couldn't get it to drop. Rebound taken down by Austin Bales of Triad. 1:46 to go. Here's Bales splitting defenders. Wow, he took his body in at a couple Tigers, and he willed that two-shot foul. Good effort by Bales. Couple free throws coming. Jackson Center leading 23-11 with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Free throw by Bales is no good. Another substitution. Trevor Sosby, 5'10 sophomore, in for Jackson Center. Also back on the floor, TJ Esser. Here's the second free throw by Bales of the Cardinals. He dips his knees, shoots it on the way. They lift the rim, rebound Reichert. Here come the Tigers. Aiden on the march down the floor, pulls up straight away. Gives it far left wing. Handled there 30 feet out by Trevor Sosby. Now between the circles, it is TJ Esser. Now Garrett Heitkamp on the arc. He's picked up by Bales. Here's Esser gliding down the left side of the lane. Hooks it on the run. It is short. Little sloppy rebound triad. Here's Bales. Forecourt right to a long three-point bomber. It is missed by Knott. Glanced off the iron. Jackson Center's got it. 1 minute left here in the first half. 23-11 Tigers. Here's Heitkamp. Here's Esser. They look inside for Reichert. Reichert around Simonelli. Simonelli had a piece of the ball, but also the wrist, and Reichert is awarded two.
He's only one of four from the free throw line so far. He needs to knock these down.
Yeah, he's missed three in a row. A couple way short. Let's see if he's got the length on this one. And that one's strong. Not a good night at the stripe for Aiden Reichert. We've seen Jackson Center play better. As you remarked in the pregame, Chuck, really tough to get up for two unbeaten clubs here at the outset of the tourney.
Right. I mean, this is the kind of game that you kind of expected to see.
Aiden Reichert could not convert on the second. He pulled the string. It hung on the front rim, fell off. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Reichert gets it back, and he makes amends. He pours in a trifecta. 26-11, Jackson Center. 42 seconds to go here in the first half. Here's Austin Bales on the arc. Gives it up to Drew Campbell. Campbell off a screen. He guns it. Three-pointer, a high one. No good. Off the back brace. Long rebound to Heitkamp for the Tigers. 25 seconds to go here in the first half. The orange and black will no doubt play 4-1. 18, 17, 16 ticks left here in the half. Here's Reichert out near the Pickwell Indians logo at midcourt. He's on the bounce. He's got a little crease down the lane, and head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout with 7.7 left here in the second quarter. Tigers lead at 26-11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, here we go. Let's see what Jackson Center does with the final 7 seconds. First half, inbounded to Reichert, hit of the key. Left side, it goes to Heitkamp. Deep left corner, triple, tried by Esser. Air ball. Triad's got the basketball as the second quarter finishes. Jackson Center up 15. Tigers not real sharp, though. Leading 26-11 at the break over winless 0-22 Triad. We'll have our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. I'd like to remind you that we are on the web thanks to a number of outstanding sponsors, including Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. and the in-between just south of Butkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And thank you to three new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. We salute them. The Dan Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Thanks as well to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com. That's Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing, that's Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. You'll love the fish at night, an array of burgers and wraps at noon, and it's a superb breakfast spot, open at 6, always popular. That's Maury's Landing. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, Chuck. Tigers lead by 15 at the break.
Well, Jackson has an 11-10 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. The Tigers only turned it over once. Triad turned it 10 times. 1-4 from the free throw line for the Cardinals, 6-11 for Jackson Center. Austin Bales had 6. They got 3 from Simonelli and 2 from Dylan Knott. They scored 6 and 5, 11 points at halftime. That's not shocking. On the other side, maybe a little shocking, Reichert has 8, Platford has 7, Esser has 6. They got 3 from Christopher Elkert, 2 from Jaron Reese. They scored 16 and 10, and they lead at 26-11 at the half.
Not sure what Triad can do here in the third and fourth quarters. Jackson Center not playing well. If Jackson Center would drop off its game perhaps a little further and Triad would step up, make a few threes, who knows, might get interesting. But Jackson Center seems to be in control.
Well, they're not running against that 3-2 zone. They're not running what they want to run.
No.
And they're definitely not running what Coach Elker wants them to run. He's a little fired up on the sideline. Yeah. Here, he's right beside us. But yeah, this is a tough one. I said before this thing started, it's hard to get. You as a coach can understand, but these kids see 0-22,
right,
and they just think it's going to be a cakewalk. And they're finding out that they got 5 kids out there, they got 10 feet, they got 10 hands, and they're playing really, really hard.
Tigers lead by 15, 26-11 over Triad. That's our halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scorersbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing house dinner. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
About 5 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. By way of recap, game one tonight won by Fairlawn 50-30 over Layman Catholic. Game two went to Rushi, defeating Mechanicsburg 69-41. Those two schools meet at 6 on Thursday in a lower bracket sectional semifinal. The winner of this game, Jackson Center Triad, meets Bradford in the second game of two on Thursday night at 7:30. Local Equipment and Jackson Center manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. Locally, Local, pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center. Local Equipment, a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, we've learned from Jeff Bray that in Division One boys action, Springboro beat Fairborn 48-38. The Sidney Carroll winner will play Springboro. Springboro defeated Fairborn by 10. Here it's 26-11. Jackson Center in the lead by 15 over Triad. We're just moments away from the start of our third quarter. Say you better go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. And we're priced right to fit your budget with finance options, applications easy at Goffney. And Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. And take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, just west of I-75 and Route 47. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Earlier today in girls action at Sydney, Mechanicsburg beat Ansonia 72-36. Fort Loramie scored 72. The Redskins girls beat Fairlawn 72-16. Mechanicsburg and Fort Loramie playing the first of two on Wednesday night in the upper bracket sectional finals. In the lower bracket, it's Rushi versus Legacy Christian. Each won this evening. Rushi defeated Botkins 33-21. Legacy Christian beat Riverside 52-37. I say this evening, those four games at Sydney were spread out throughout this Saturday.
Yep, I mean, and no surprises. Every team that we assumed was going to win did win. So,
I think the Legacy Christian Rushi game
could be a good one.
Yeah, should be quite close. Both teams blessed with size. The sophomore Hess for Legacy, quite the athlete. I don't know what head coach Rushi, Andy Timmerman, will do about her in attempting to slow her down.
Well, I see. I don't think Larissa Poling, because the Hess girl is very mobile and goes out around the arc.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Larissa can guard her out there. So
it's a matchup.
He's got some decisions to make.
It's a matchup issue. Not sure. Maybe you play some zone against Legacy.
Well, you do. If you better find her and put a hand up.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, better. But boy, she can dribble. She can put it on the floor.
Yeah, I was impressed. And
Honor.
Thank you. Honor is as good a ball handler as I've seen in a long time in girls basketball.
Yeah, she's adept out front, so that'll be a load. That's why Legacy Christian was seeded number two, Rushi three. And they lock horns Wednesday night in the second game of two at Sydney. We've got both covered for you, Mechanicsburg and Fort Loramie in the first one. Well, we're seconds away from the start of a third quarter. Jackson Center possession. It's Esser, Christopher Elker, Plattfoot, Reichert, and Reese. And let's check out the quintet here for Triad. I think it's the original starting five. O'Neill, Simonelli, Bales, Campbell, and Knott. What's Drew Campbell scored so far? Anything?
Campbell has not scored.
Leading score on the year, 11.5 a game. Here's Jackson Center going to work right away, bouncing it from the corner to a slashing Hayden Reichert. He can't get the shot to fall, but he's yanked on the arm.
Triad came out 2-3 instead of the 3-2, so they're still playing zone, but they switched it up a little bit.
Now, what is the subtle difference?
Well, the 3-2, you can get shots out of the corner. 2-3, the middle is kind of open, so and that's what they did. They went right down to Reichert.
First 13 seconds of the second half, and Aiden Reichert, who couldn't make a free throw in the first half to save himself, drains two to start the third quarter. 28-11, Tigers in the lead. 20 seconds gone. Here's Dylan Knott on the arc to Drew Campbell. Campbell picked up by Christopher Elkert. Left side pass to Knott again. Esther on him. Coming out to get it is O'Neal at the point high right. Cross court, baseline left. It's Knott. 28-11, Tigers lead. Cardinals very patient. They try to reverse it near side for Bales to shake him free. He's on the dribble. Gives it into the right corner behind him to a teammate. That's Dylan Knott. And his long, high-arching three that bangs off the rim and hits a cable way up above the backboard that's out of bounds to the Tigers, who don't have to rebound it. They throw it in. Here's Reichert in backcourt. End in momentarily. Gets it to Christopher Elkert. Easy for me to say. And he strolls right down the middle, had an avenue, took it to the rim. He's belted hard in the act of shooting, and Christopher's got two free throws. Jackson Center starting out the third quarter attacking at the line now for four charity throws.
Well, I'm sure they were talked to vigorously at halftime.
Free throw, Christopher missed it. Wide left. Second shot upcoming. Jeff Bray's all over it. 8 minutes in the book. Sydney and Carroll, 11-10 Yellow Jackets. Second free throw, Elkert. Got it. Made one, missed one. 29-11. Jackson Center in the lead. Midcourt, Austin Bales for Triad. Right side to Campbell. Campbell on the left-hand bounce. Good job of Jackson Center on him. Elkert's got the assignment at the moment. Deep right corner, O'Neal. He starts to plow toward the baseline against Reese. Reese hit with a personal foul. Playmaker for Triad, about 15 feet to the right of the basket, is Drew Campbell. As Peyton Oyer, a 5'8 junior, checks in for the Cardinals. Ball inbounded toward midcourt. Gathered there by Bales, who gives it up and gets it back. Right side of the floor, Knott. Hand off Campbell. Campbell goes opposite to Knott, left wing. Knott looks inside, can't shoot, can't pass. Then laterals it to Bales. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Now Knott again. 29-11, Jackson Center. Cutter in the lane is Campbell. Campbell caught it, fed it to Simonelli. Here's a running bank shot down the right side of the paint. No good. Rebound, Jackson Center. Here comes Esser. Esser up the court to Elkert. Elkert thought about chucking up the three, didn't. Goes opposite to Reese. Extra pass to Reichert. He's got it, Kimmy. Two-pointer Reichert. Triad wants a timeout. 20-point lead, Jackson Center. 5:51 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And thank you on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi. We salute Francis Schulte and Superior. Thanks so much for being a part of our webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. And gratitude to Brookins. We'll talk about Carl Arns and Brookins in Fort Laramie in just a moment. Carl creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Not sure if you're too late for pork chops on Saturday night. Might be. They go through them like hotcakes. But that's the Saturday night special at Brookins. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. 5 minutes, 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter. With the ball, Triad, a bust out steal by Jackson Center. There's Blackfoot on the run. Down to Esther. They head to Christopher Elkert. Driving layup, no. But a foul trailing the play was Triad. Boy, the Tigers had the 3-on-1. Cardinals came out of nowhere to get the deflection and foul. Elkert shoots two, swish. 32-11, Jackson Center. Triad led 2-0 after the first 2 minutes. And then in the next 5 minutes, Jackson Center pumped in 16. And the Tigers were off and running. Free throw shooting at times tonight, a bit spotty by Jackson Center. Tigers a little uncertain early in the game on how to attack the 2-3 zone, but have gotten on track. Both free throws by Elkert up and in. 33-11, Tigers. Midcourt with the ball. It's Bales. Bales slings it near side to Leese, who's checked in. Now 30 feet away, Simonelli goes down low on the left to Peyton Hoyer. The left-hander muscles one up. It's no good. Rebound on the play by Triad. Out of bounds to the Tigers.
He took about 4 steps on that move down there. Luckily, Jackson got the ball back.
Yeah, I thought it was Easter. Thought it was Easter time, and I was looking at the bunny hop. Midcourt Elkert for Jackson Center. Spins. Gets away from his defender, Bales. Goes down in the right corner. Throws it near side to Reese. Good ball rotation. Down inside to Aiden Riker. Up and in. Strong move. That's what you call reversing the basketball.
Yeah, that was good ball movement. Not sure why Triad got out of their 3-2.
You're right. I would agree. Esther and Reese come out. Back in for Jackson Center is Heitkamp. Garrett Heitkamp and Garrett Pringer, two often used subs by head coach Scott Elkert. Top of the circle with the ball, Campbell. Campbell hits a teammate in the corner, and then after he releases the pass, he barges into a couple of Tigers. Two black shirts are set up, and it's a charge. 4:10 to go, third quarter. 35-11, Tigers. Yep, it's the third of 3 blowouts here tonight at Pickwick's Garbage Gym. Up over the timeline, Aiden Reichert. Looks near side to Heitkamp. Left corner it goes on the play. Dealt there to Trevor Sosby. Here's an errant toss, intercepted by Triad. Guarding down the floor, Campbell. Campbell into the lane, loops it up. It rolls off the rim. Rebound, Tigers foul. Coming up against Jackson Center on the board. I love to hear head coach Scott Elkert's shout-outs to his teammates. His last one was, what kind of a move was that?
And then he said, a soft one. He's up 24, and I promise you he'll coach till the end of the game.
Oh, my goodness. Inbounding is Campbell. On the arc to Bales for Triad. Bales 30 feet away. Fakes left, goes right. And comes back out on top. Hands to Simonelli. Simonelli straight away. Pitches on the arc to Bales. Good defense by Heitkamp. Bales thought to shoot or pass. Anyway, the ball came out of his hands. Heitkamp got a piece of it. Threw it down the floor to a teammate. It goes baseline left to Esther. Shot fake. Drops it off in the lane. Off the fingertips of Reichert. Loose ball. Here comes Leese down the floor for Triad. Missed a foul line, Jay. And Jackson Center's got it back. 3 minutes to go. Christopher Elkert, open three ball. Right flank, no. Rebound, Reichert. Up strong. Blocked on the play by Simonelli. Triad's got it. 2:55 to go, third quarter. 35-11, Tigers. Between the rings, it's Bales. Guarded by Heitkamp, 25 feet out. Left side, Campbell. Campbell puts it on the deck. Needs help. Flips it near side to Leese. He swings it left side to Simonelli. On top to Bales. Checked in by Heitkamp. Bales, a swiveling move in the lane, and he's pounded on the arm. Now, that appeared to be clearly a pass. I don't think he's going to get two shots, no.
No. He threw a pass.
But we saw a situation darn near like that once or twice in the first couple games.
Yeah.
And the offensive man was awarded two free throws.
There was a couple of strange calls.
Yeah. Baseline left to the rim. Campbell flips it inbounds to Bundy near center court. Bundy, a 6'2 senior. 2:20 left to go here in the third. 35-11 Tigers. Outside the arc on the right is Simonelli. Here's little Lane Thompson, 5'6 junior with it. Baseline left, he's crowded. Dealt the ball to Campbell. Good defense by Esther on Campbell. Now Campbell tries to slide his way down the left side of the lane, meets resistance. We got a reach-in foul against the Tigers. 2:06 to go, third quarter. 35-11.
Wow.
In favor of Jackson Center. What's Triad done offensively in this quarter?
They haven't scored.
Didn't think so. Pointless in 6 minutes. Ball fired into play to Lease, far left wing. Starts a drive, falls down. Blocking foul, Tigers. Looked like the ball was out of the Cardinals player's hands. That could have been ignored.
That was just a turnover is what that was.
Yeah, loose ball on the floor. Yeah. But Triad got the break. Deflected pass on the inbounds throw. Triad catches it. On the arc, it's Thompson. Right wing, Campbell. Elbow on the right, Lease. Here's Esther guarding Bundy. Outside the arc on the right, Lease again. 1:45 to go in the third. Baseline Campbell behind the back. Weaves toward the rim. All the way to the rack. Good for two. And that's the first goal for Campbell, leading scorer on the year for Triad.
First goal for him. First goal of the quarter.
35-13. Jackson Center leads. Here's Reichert. Reichert flies down the middle of the floor. 3-on-2 break. They beat the pressure. Late feed off to Esther for the basket. 37-13. Jackson Center leads. 70 seconds to go here in the third. On the arc is Campbell. Weaves it behind him to Lane Thompson. Thompson comes near side to Campbell again. Deep in the right corner. Handled there by Lease. Out back to Bundy. Man-to-man with Jackson Center. Tightens up down around the top of the circle between there and the free throw line. They're letting Triad whip it around. Pitch and catch well beyond the arc. Here's a long three-pointer, but Thompson, no good from the right flank. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Off and running, Elkert darts into the lane. Good dish to Reichert. In traffic, though, shot missed. Rebound, Triad. Half minute to go, third quarter. Triad, baseline left, it's Bundy. Bundy goes to a cutter down the lane. Kicked out of bounds by Jackson Center. 24.1 to go here in the third. 37-13, Tigers lead it.
Rutgers had three shots blocked here in this quarter. I bet he hadn't had three shots blocked in a game this year.
I tell you what, Triad's got a couple two lengthy men on the inside, O'Neal and Simonelli.
Simonelli, I've been impressed with the kid. He's only a junior. He'll be back.
Yep. Inbounded O'Neal, left corner. Now to Thompson. On the weave to Bales. Bales 25 feet away, picked up by Heitkamp. Ball thrown foul line, O'Neal. O'Neal slashes toward the basket. Defensive personal foul against the Tigers. 37-13, Jackson Center. Two free throws, O'Neal for Triad. 14 ticks left on the clock, late in the third. Foul shot, lift the rim, and spun out. Second one, O'Neal on the way. Yes. 37-14. Jackson Center leads. Here they go. One shot, no doubt. Tigers, forecourt right. Esther in the corner. Out back, Elkert. Into the post to Reichert. 10 feet away, back to the basket. Goes opposite to the three-point shooter. It's pumped up from distance, short. Sosby couldn't get it to fall. Whistle blows, a second remaining. Push-off foul against Triad. On the board attempt. Not picked it up. Baseline right. Tigers playmaking. Inbounds low on the right to Reichert. There you go again, Chuck. Another block shot. Jack Walls, a big 6'7 senior who's checked in, crammed Reichert to end the third quarter. But the Tigers lead in overwhelming style, 37-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Update, Jeff Bray, he's all over the Sydney Yellow Jackets tonight, who lead Carroll 21-13 at the half. Andre Gordon's got 11. Rotez Roberts has got 8. The game was tied at 13. Sydney scored the last 8 of the second quarter. Sounds like Jeff's doing play-by-play of that game.
He's got 3 block shots, 4 steals.
I need to know the minutes played by each young man in the game, Jeff. Can you bring us those details? Sydney up 8 over Carroll at the half. The next opponent would be Springboro, which beat Fairborn earlier. We start the fourth quarter. Jackson Center is on defense. Triad with the ball down in the right corner. Campbell will inbound it. 37-14 in that third quarter of play. Triad scored what, Chuck? 3. Total of 3.
Yep.
Here's Walls, the 6'7 post player. Let's see how nimble he is. Little hook shot, 10-footer. Oh, it almost went in. Circled the rim twice, came out. Rebound is jammed out of bounds by Jackson Center, but a foul is called against the Tigers.
I think it's going to be 1-1.
You're right, over the limit. 1-1 for the Cardinals. And stepping to the stripe is Andrew O'Neill. Well, Walls is a 6'7 wide body, a senior. Perhaps not quite as athletic as some of the other young men on the Cardinals roster. And Walls sees action late in this game. Free throw by O'Neill is up and through. 37-15, Tigers. Second shot, O'Neill. Yes. 37-16, Jackson Center. 7:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Elkert over the timeline, near side pass to Heitkamp, right back to Elkert. Foul line, Aiden Reichert. Spins a pass off to Platfoot in the corner. How many for Platfoot tonight, Chuck?
Platfoot's got 7.
He's been fairly silent. Ball thrown to Reichert at the elbow of the left. On the arc to Garrett Heitkamp. He jacks up a long 3. It hits the rim once, twice, 3 times. Eventually, there's a rebound and a foul on Triad. I think the Tigers were in the act of shooting below the rim.
Yep. Reichert finally pulled that in. That's a tough one to rebound when it hits the rim 3 times. You're ready to jump each time.
Yeah, all 10 players went up at least twice. They were like pogo sticks going up and down, up and down. And the ball still climbing the ladder, hitting the rim. Free throw, Reichert got it. I don't think I've ever seen that, Chuck.
Not 3 times.
Hit the back of the rim twice, side of the rim once. Each time, it went every bit as high as the bounce before.
I thought it was going to go in.
I did, too. Reichert connects on 2 free ones. 39-16 after a slow start at the line. He has warmed up. Here's Andrew O'Neill, top of the circle. Tries to drop a pass down inside for Walls, and it's intercepted by Reichert of Jackson Center. Up the floor to Heitkamp. Heitkamp outside the arc on the left. It's Flatfoot. He sizes up a 3. Hits it. At just about the time, I wondered where Flatfoot was.
Right on cue.
He let me know. Ball thrown outside the arc on the right to O'Neill for Triad, which trails 42-16. 6:15 to go in the fourth. Left wing, it's Bales. Dribble drive, pulls up, no shot. skips it cross court to Simonelli. Simonelli wheels to the right baseline. Herky jerky move. Missed it. Rebound Reichert. Reichert motors down the floor to Elkert. Hits a trailer. Platfoot. Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. Woo! Like a freight train, all three cars lickety-split down the floor. And the finish went to Platfoot. Quick three try. Not good, but try it. Rebounded by Reichert. Reichert throws it cross court in the corner to Platfoot again inside the arc. To Reichert in the paint. Baseline right open jump shooter. Hits. It's Garrett Heitkamp who was left open. 46-16 Tigers who are up 30 with 5:29 to go.
5 points away from the running clock.
Here's Simonelli. Simonelli baseline right to a teammate who leaned in, and O'Neal was whistled for a shuffle.
They took the ball and shoved him away with the ball. They got him open.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck, with what, the next point? Jackson Center,
35.
Yep. I was thinking it was like football.
It's 35, and then as long as it stays over 30, it's a running clock. It only stops on timeouts.
Oh, okay. But it's got to get to 35.
35 first.
First, okay. All right. A little tricky.
Probably more used in girls' first-round sectional games than it is boys.
Yep.
I'm sure we saw a lot of that today. There are two games with Fort Laramie.
5:12 to go in the fourth. Here is Jackson Center posting up Riker down low. No good. What a rebound by Platfoot. He hits it. Platfoot skied over everybody. Excuse me. What a jump by Platfoot on the interior. He went up over Simonelli. Soared over the tallest triad player. Jerked down the rebound and flipped it in right in front. Platfoot with two straight hoops. 48-16. Tigers lead it by 32. In fact, that might be three straight baskets for Platfoot. Timeout Cardinals, 4:40 to go in the fourth. 32-point lead Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
And thanks to new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie, over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. That's the motto at Dan Eilerman Construction. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction, 419-582-3824. 419-582-3824. Here's a missed shot by Triad. Jackson Center quickly up the floor. On the arc straightaway, Garrett Heitkamp lets it fly. Short, no good. Loose ball rebound taken down by Triad. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth. Dribble drive through the lane. It's Austin Bales. He shot it up there short, but he might have been hacked. Somebody will get two free throws here for Triad. Bales, maybe Oyer.
I think it's going to be Oyer.
48-16. Tigers up 32. Gratitude to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Regal for the crowning touch. RegalTrophyAwards.com. Reliability and quality. Trademarks of Regal Trophy and Awards. And thanks to Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Maury's, real popular in the mornings, open at 6. Great reputation for good breakfast. Burgers and wraps at lunch. You'll love the cod at night. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's Landing. State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie. Yep, 1-1 situation for Triad. Missed. Rebounding foul against Jackson Center. And this time Justin Overholzer shoots the free throw. And then Chuck, it nearly stuck on the back of the rim. It landed there.
Looked like a pitching wedge.
It did. Second one clangs off the back iron. Rebound Tigers. 48-17 Jackson Center. 3:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Flatfoot. Here's Heitkamp. We'll check out the new numbers on the floor now for the Tigers. Having entered is Joey Irwin, a 6-foot senior. He's got the ball deep in the right corner. Looks for Flatfoot. Now goes to Heitkamp. Here is Trent entering the lane. The foul line, doesn't shoot. And gives it up deep left corner. Long triple. Tigers short of the mark. That was pumped up there by Mason Flatfoot. Good JV performer, 5'10 player. Loose ball rebound after a Triad miss. Bodies fly in the corner. Foul called. With 3:17 left, Overholzer picks up the personal for Triad and will shoot down at this end. 3:17 left. Well, Lehman Catholic was beaten by Farallon in game one, 50-30. Mechanicsburg was down by Rushi, 69-41 in game two. Another lopsided contest here in game three tonight. Jackson Center over Triad by 31. Mason Flatfoot has got the one and one, and it's short. Advanced off the rim. Rebound down to the Cardinals. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Had to laugh. Jackson Center questioning what might have been a blown call down to our right.
He looked like he set up his tent. He started a campfire. They had a sing-along, did some s'mores, and they never called a 3-second.
You're saying the 10 seconds in the lane, 10 seconds in the paint not called? Two free throws here by Triad. First one no good, second one not good, wouldn't have counted. Is that a makeup call in the lane too soon on Triad?
No, he went over the line anyway.
The
shot wasn't even close.
Okay, I'll take it out of the category of makeup. 2:50 left. 48-17 Jackson Center. They go high low. Then on the arc left wing, Mason Flatfoot. He jacks up a three short. Rebound down to Triad. Here come the Cardinals in the forecourt. Far right wing, it's Austin Bales. Bales threw it to the middle of the floor. Broken up at Jackson Center. 2.5 to go. Here come the Tigers. Quickly up ahead. It's Clay Akers, a 5'11 junior. Good JV performer as well. Here's a drive into the paint area and a foul called. And Joey Irwin gets the benefit for Jackson Center, and he'll shoot two. 48-17 Tigers. Irwin has got a pair. No good. A little long. 2:26 left in the fourth. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney underwrites our halftime report. No finer sponsor than Wilson Health. It's been on board for 8 or 9 years. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Lehman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. And we appreciate the support. Irwin missed a free throw, made the second. Here's Triad, forecourt to her right, out of bounds in the corner. 2:12 to go, 49-17 Tigers, who will play Bradford in the second game on Thursday at 7:30. After Rushi locks horns with Farallon in the opener on Thursday night at 6 p.m. That should be a good one. There's a shot fake straight away by Pringer of Jackson Center. into the corner to Akers. Akers lines up a three, shy of the mark. Rebound, Triad. Quickly down the floor in the corner, it's Brian Bundy. Bundy, a 6'2 senior. Throws it out back to a teammate, Austin Bales. And Austin Bales had just made the longest shot of the tournament, a 30-footer in the half court. He banked it in. I don't think he knew how far away he really was.
It's a good thing the backboard got in the way of that. We'd still be looking for the ball.
Here's a drive, but Jackson Center, well done. That's a beautiful play, Trevor Sosby. He went dashing down the right side of the lane and hooked it in on the dead run to make it 51-20 in favor of the Tigers with a minute 20 to go here in the game. I like this Austin Bales. He's played well tonight for Triad. Unfortunately, he is a senior. Simonelli, a junior, he does return for Coach Malone. 108 to go here in the fourth quarter, 51-20 in favor of the Tigers. Dribble drive through the top of the key. It's Campbell. Dumped it off into the right corner. It's loose. It goes out of bounds.
He's a sophomore. He's their leading scorer. He's got 2 points. He's had a tough night.
The Tigers have spied up on him pretty well. They've put a marked man or two on Campbell most of the evening, and he has not been able to shake free. Only 2 points for the leading scorer for Triad on the year. Campbell at 11 on the season. Here's a right-wing jump shot to Jackson Center. A little long out of the hands of Akers. Triad's got the ball, forecourt right. Here's a three-pointer from out back. It is in. Lofted in from way downtown by a new young man in off the bench.
I've got no number.
23 seconds left in the game. 51-23 Tigers. Forecourt to her left. 15 ticks left on the clock. Out of the left corner, here is Akers. Hand off behind the arc to a teammate, Joey Irwin. And that will count it down. Jackson Center thumps Triad after a slow start. 51-23. That Triad scored the first hoop of the game, and Jackson Center unwound itself. After the first 2 or 3 minutes, Jackson Center poured in 16 points in the next 4 minutes. In a way, the Tigers went. They hid from Triad tonight and blew out the Cardinals 51-23. It was not as sharp as Jackson Center can play, that's for sure. But against a winless Triad, you would not have expected Jackson Center to have played a perfect basketball game, far short of that. Head coach Scott Elkert saw a lot of things he was pleased with, I'm sure. Jackson Center came out third quarter, rotated the ball, reversed it nicely, and got the ball to Reichert on the post and won this game in the end by a grand total of 28 points, 51-23. And we remarked early in the webcast, the Triad certainly did not look like an 0-22 team, and I would agree with that. Sure didn't.
No, I mean, they were, so, but they played hard and
looked good in spurts.
That's all a coach can ask for, just, right. You know, the effort. And they gave a good effort the entire game.
Tigers win it 51-23. The opponent, Bradford, second game on Thursday. Chuck, who wins our Clancy's Awards?
Well, we've only got one side. On the other side, 9 points out of Austin Bales, a 5'8 senior. Nobody had double figures. They dropped all the way down to 3 points for anybody else. On the other side, 16 points for Aiden Reichert and 14 points for Trent Platfoot, and those are the two Clancy's players of the game.
Oh, it's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Up the winners tonight in our triple header once again, Fairlawn, Rushi, and Jackson Center. And our upper bracket sectional semifinals are set for Tuesday night. We got a pair of games Tuesday evening. Fort Loramie Redskins take on, I've just drawn a blank. I just had a mental glitch.
Do they?
Bodkins.
Yeah, they play Bodkins.
No.
No.
And Sonia plays Bodkins. We're getting
Riverside.
Yeah, Riverside, Fort Loramie.
Yep.
In the second game on Tuesday. First game features Bodkins and Ansonia. Bodkins took a first round bye.
Right.
Riverside took a first round bye. So they play doubleheader Tuesday at 6 and 7:30. And then at 6 and 7:30 next Thursday, it's Fairlawn in game one versus Rushi. Jackson Center plays Brantford in game two. Don't forget a girls Sydney Division Four sectional finals at 6 o'clock and 7:30 on Wednesday. New setup, new arrangement this year. Girls sectional finals during the week, not on the weekend. We've got Mechanicsburg and Fort Loramie at 6 next Wednesday. And in the nightcap, good game, Legacy Christian against Rushi at 7:30. And that's our setup for next week. Looking forward to it, Chuck. It's going to be a busy week. I think we've got as many as, maybe 8 or 10 games.
Well, we could have nine or ten, depending on the Legacy Rushi game.
Yep, sure could. Could have as many as 10 right on through next Saturday night. As we say hello to Mr. Dietrich from LaCal Equipment. And thank you so much, Kim Metz, very much as well. Volleyball coach extraordinaire. How about that?
No,
we're on.
And we are on. Thanks to LaCal very much. Thank you, Mr. Dietrich. Thanks so much. Oh, boy. Well, I've still got a little bit of a voice left. I better quit while I'm ahead. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Our next webcast, Tuesday night from right back here at Piqua. 6 o'clock jump ball to start it. And Sonia Bodkins, we're on the web at 5:40 on Tuesday night. For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.